and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm the pole is wet.
the pole was wet. My soul is wet. Wendell is gone. And I officially have nothing to live for.
And again, don't build a quality shelter. Literally, it had no roof to it. So, you know, sit around.
Here's my question.
Talk strategy, but let's.
So was this, I mean, this to me is clearly Sophie's in the driver's seat, because from what we saw, this was her desired outcome, right? And Jeremy, yeah, who we thought was, or thought at least was making moves, but his edit seemed to come out of nowhere where he was talking a lot in this episode.
Jeremy? Yeah. Jeremy's had a huge edit, very strong edit the whole time, I think.
I don't know. I felt like he had a lot of, I don't know, maybe not. I felt like he kind of came.
I felt like this was shown a lot. This is going to be like Jeremy's like coming out party as like a really strong winner's edit candidate, which he could still be. I don't know. I mean, him being on the wrong side of the numbers and that look of him just being so upset after, you know, we saw him go around frantically all day. I thought he was. It was interesting because you could tell that it was obviously between Sophie and Jeremy wrestling for control, and we saw Jeremy running around frantically and thinking that he had talked a whole bunch of people into it, but at the end, it was Sophie who was very, like, chill about it, who managed to come out on top. So,
Sophie's definitely in charge of the game right now.
She yeah. is, but at what point do they turn on her?
Now you still have the targets.
But I think it just depends. It depends if you're kind of crescendoing too early, much like I think talking about Denise taking out the queen, is she the queen now? I don't think so, because I think she did it too early, and pre-merge is too early to make a big move like that, because as you saw in Tribal, everyone was talking about it, so everybody knows she has a resume. So she is a threat. If she didn't win immunity tonight, she would be the one going home.
She definitely been got, because she was. It almost came across as she was too open about it, too cocky about it.
Yep. Yeah, and yeah, I just.
I mean, obviously they knew that she did it. So, but you have to. She could have said it away. Yeah, I was just lucky it happened that way. I
don't know if everybody there knew that she did it, because
no. I'm saying eventually everyone would have known she's the one behind it, but she could have said it in a way where, yeah,
she
I just
could have
got
been
lucky.
Like, yeah, you know, yeah, exactly. I agree.
You downplay it. You don't play it up.
Right.
You play it up when you get to the final three and you say, yeah, this is what I did.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was kind of wondering. I was like, all right, how much has she had to drink? She had them loose lips.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know that all too well.
She kind of leaned into it very easily, and I feel like she has been up to the Sandra vote playing a low key game and staying low. And again, that's where I'll argue to the death that I think it was too early, and she could have made a really good alliance with Sandra. But instead, you know, now they know that she's a threat and she could go. But to Sophie's gameplay here, clearly, you know, and we've said it from the beginning, I thought her and Yul had kind of the best gameplay so far. And Yul, the shakeup, kind of took out every single old school player that was left in the game.
Oh, so upset.
I think I don't know what can take down Sophie at this point, because I don't know if the blood is on Sophie's hands. In looking back at this episode, and we'll see how it goes next week. But I think there's just so many ridiculous people left that Sophie can still fly under the radar on this, because it's going to be more on, because, you know, Nick had a bit of a Dodo edit this episode, and that's probably not going away. And Adam,
he definitely got like the geeky,
yeah,
like the nerd music.
Yeah.
Also, the guys are not considering the women a threat.
Right.
If you heard the Tony or
it was Ben.
It was like, we're the threat. The only threat they mentioned was kind of Denise.
Right.
Well, I think Denise, but if you think about the people left, Kim's a big threat, but she was neutered. Right. Parvati's gone. Sandra's gone. they took out the bigs, but they're if they don't pay attention, Sophie's going to run away with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sophie is, since South, was it South Pacific that she won?
Mm-hmm.
That was my first season. I joined it a little bit in, so I missed the first half of it. I think I joined it maybe 4 or 5 episodes in, and I knew nothing about like gameplay or whatever. I was just kind of watching as like, you know, inquiring minds want to watch this show with my husband.
Wait, so this is all my fault? Yes. Damn it.
Yes, it is. But anyway, long story short, I know there's no such thing with me, but...
Wait, is this a Mandy email?
Yes.
You beat me to it.
Whatever, guys. Anyway, so my point is that I don't remember much of Sophie's gameplay, and I just, she's so good. Like, she's...
Because you don't remember it, because it's not... It's she doesn't go, ah, she's not a showman. She's not like Tony or Russell, who it's like, it's not dramatic. It's just, her and Jeremy have similar games.
They do, which is why I was surprised, which is why I was not surprised that it would be the two of them kind of facing off for power at the merge.
Correct. And I think where Sophie was, if I had to put money on it, I would put it on Sophie because she had a better foundation of relationships than Jeremy had, where he was on the tribe with Rob and Parvati that lost a lot. So he didn't have as much roots and foundation as Sophie had, where it was the Sophie, Yule, Nick, Wendell. I mean that whole thing aside from Tyson, really, Tyson and Kim.
Yeah.
And Amber were a really tight-knit group. So she had better roots that come merge, she could reactivate to get the outcome that she wanted.
Right. And there is something to be said, just like, because I liked the theory behind, and maybe that's because I don't want it to end up being like Game Changers where, you know, it has been where we've lost so many of the big personalities and the people that we wanted to see in the game until the end, all gone pre-merge, that I was kind of rooting for Ben and Tony's plan of getting out the quieter threats to, so they can't, like, you know, rise up and strike later, because, you know, then I don't have to deal with, like, Nick taking away screen time from, you know, somebody like Wendell or something. Yeah. Which, by the way, that whole sequence tonight with Nick being the creeper around camp was amazing.
It was incredible. It was incredible. And that's where I think, like, too, like, Nick's not gonna win with edit like that. Adam's not gonna win with an edit like that.
No.
Ben's not gonna win where they just keep showing, like, him trying, what was he trying to collect firewood or whatever? And he's just like fell in the jungle.
No.
But can I just say, you know,
Colleen, maybe thought when he saw an idol.
Give some praise to Colleen at the risk of her talking about it for another 20 minutes. Tony is still in the game.
Tony is still in the game, and he's not even considered a threat to have his game thrown out.
He is on the low, so kudos, Tony.
Right.
And how does Tyson come back and not even get mentioned?
I know. That shows you they had a lot bigger fish to fry.
I get it, but it's like... Again, he, like Tyson said, it's like, you know, I would vote. They'd be stupid not to vote me out. I get my, you know, sit over here and got roots planted in here. And he just was very smooth, very calm, just kind of asked people what they were going to do. And he sat back. He wasn't, I mean, what we see in the edit, he was just sitting back listening. And then, you know.
Yeah.
But my first thought was, let's get a Tyson, put him back there. Plus you want to make sure you can keep Boston and Rob from coming back in the game.
Yeah. And
so
I do want to talk about it though, because I was just like, it was such, so close between Tyson and Boston Rob. And I love the quote. I was like, is he good at this? He's good at everything.
Yeah. So if I'm the remaining survivors, I'm also thinking, okay, because we know that Boston Rob's going to get one more shot to come back in the game. Yeah. And again, I still think he's in the better position of coming back later than now, mm-hmm. even though it's tough over there at Edge of Extinction.
Well, he already has four tokens, and give him a few more days. How many more tokens is he going to have?
Well, but I will maintain, just like I argued last week, that the longer you're out there exposed to the elements, you know, without a decent shelter like they have at camp, which without food or the opportunity to win reward challenges.
Hold on a second. You said decent shelter.
Oh, that's true. Wendell lost. Oh my God, the Edge of Extinction accommodations are about to get awesome.
That's true, right? But I think there's something to Rob. He came prepared. He had his winter coat, so he doesn't need to eat. And I think I think he's right. I listen. I'm not counting the old dog out. I think Rob still gets in the final one if Tyson doesn't go back out there, because Tyson was the only one that was also – because I think even you said, Colleen, like as the challenge starts, like, oh, Tyson's really good at these kind of hand-eye coordination challenges. And even then, Rob was right there within a second of winning.
So that's why I think, like you were saying, he's going to get more tokens. He's going to probably have a huge advantage over everybody else. But how did Danny have an advantage?
Danny?
Did she have an advantage?
She didn't have to dig.
She must have found something that we've
didn't
that
see.
I
just don't remember.
I don't know. This is why people don't like us. No, I'm just kidding.
We forgot to mention that our bad review from last week. He actually reached out to us.
Yes, it had a happy ending.
Yeah,
unlike Tiger King,
he didn't change the review, but he gave us 5 stars.
Well, no, he told me that he was going to leave it up for posterity because...
Actually, I can't argue with the review for the most part.
I know, because we can't even remember how Danny got her token.
Well, I said it last week, a broken...
She got it from carrying the logs up.
Oh, that's right. That's how Amber got one, too. And
Amber didn't get one.
Amber didn't get one.
No, yeah. Amber gave her token to Rob. Rob says in the beginning that Amber.
Yes, but I don't think that he had the four. He wanted the four so he could buy an immunity idol on the other side.
Okay, but she didn't have the advantage because she gave her token to Rob.
Yeah, but okay.
Because if she had used her token to buy herself an advantage.
But I don't. Okay. All right. Yeah, maybe. I think you're right.
Because Ethan had one.
Okay, you seem a little like. You don't agree with me, but you don't want to go down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, I think we need to move on from this rabbit hole. Okay. But anyways, I think it was a good challenge between Tyson and Rob, and unfortunately, and I think even they said at the end too, it's like, of course Sandra dipped out of this. She wasn't going to win this challenge.
I like how everybody though like kind of acknowledged it. She was right.
And there were some people, some more trolly than the others, were trying to like knock Sandra here, but I think she's right. Like she's not a challenge threat, so
I saw about probably like 40% were against her quitting, probably about 60%.
The internet was kinder.
Which is big for you, Jack, because you are very much against quitting. But she got voted out, so it's not like she's quitting.
She just chose not to continue.
Yeah,
it's like she made a decision. It's for hers to live with. I mean, it's not like she quit. She technically was still in the game, but she wasn't going to win.
Yeah.
So, but I wouldn't quit.
All right.
Have to do me and kicking and screaming.
We're going down this rabbit hole again, and you didn't want me to go down a rabbit hole of something that happened this episode.
So, Tyson's back in it, but name's not even mentioned. But yeah, I think it makes sense because I think Sophie and Jeremy had other machinations. And I feel bad for Wendell going here. But again, it was just kind of funny how everybody, and it makes sense. They're all winners. They all know how the game goes. So none of them wanted to be the one making the decision.
Right.
And I think I mentioned how it doesn't seem like blood's going to be back on Sophie's hands here. And given in the preview for next week, that seems to be the case. But those are always misleading or can always be misleading. So is there blood on Sophie's hands? Do you think this blows back on here? Or do you really think she's walking away from this mob boss clean?
I didn't see anything that she did. She wasn't overly aggressive. You know, she just talked to a few people, spread the seed. And
yeah.
I mean, like even Jeremy said, he goes, I don't know, because Jeremy doesn't like to be the one that openly campaigns to get somebody right. out.
And he
likes
clearly-
to do, he likes to do it just like Sophie. They where they, you know, they spread the, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Plant the seed and let it grow.
Right. And Sophie pulled that off much better. And, you know.
Jeremy's let Tony go around being, oh, we got to get this guy.
Right. Why is Jeremy? No, is he, I think that Tony's probably working that Trish game right now where he's just trying to keep Tony from being Tony.
Well, yeah. And I do think there's an element to it. Like, this is what the edit's showing us. We did see Sophie having conversations. But I think Sophie had the advantage of she had much more of her original tribe intact.
Right.
And much more relationships intact where Jeremy did not have those. I mean, Natalie gone, Rob gone, Parvati gone, like all of it gone. And then Denise being on the wrong side of that Denise vote. So he was playing behind the eight ball anyway. And it makes sense that he was on the losing side of it, and Nick and Michelle were also on the wrong side of that vote.
But I also think Jeremy's a threat, and they couldn't vote him. So, like, I think it was...
voting Wendell was definitely... I mean, they even said it in the episode that it was definitely
I think Sophie said it.
Bring him down.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because, I mean, Jeremy is a huge threat, and, you know, he's good at finding idols. He's decent at challenges. He's very sociable,
and he's smart, and he's subtle, and he knows that he has to be subtle.
Siri wanted to know what subtle meant, I think.
Siri's been absolute crap lately. I tried to call you the other. I was like, I tapped my earbud and said, "Call Colleen." I said, "Calling Michael Bean." I'm like, "What? What the hell?" And then I said no, and I did it again, and then it said, "Calling Adam Cohen." I was like, how is that Colleen?
Our old neighbor?
Was that his? Yeah, was that his name? Yeah.
Who we haven't talked to in 3.5 years since we moved.
Yeah, but I was like, how do you get that when I said Colleen?
That's funny.
Siri, you're drunk. Go home.
Oh, Siri is quarantined too, she's also drinking while
she's lost her social skills. God.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, what else happened? I want to talk
about a quick challenge. I thought Tyson would do better at this.
But, I know. I remember when we first saw it, I was like, "Oh, Tyson's really good at this one." But I mean, that rain, Sophie shivering, it made me shiver. I was like, "Girl, I feel ya. I'm always cold like that."
Yeah, that pole being wet.
Yeah.
You could say lubricated made it a lot harder to hold on to it.
Yeah.
Which is known to happen.
Which is known to happen. But it can be more painful if it's dry, so.
It can be more painful if it's dry.
I like when Michelle fell down. Jeff, do you need medical? No, I'm okay.
She fell. That was a.
And then he just walks away. Okay.
Honestly, I don't know how nobody broke their ankle falling, like broke a foot, an ankle.
Most
or
others
something.
Like kind of sit, like they were closer to the ground. She was from the top.
I know. Well, when Adam was freaking out about being scared, I was like, I also get that.
especially when you're cold like that.
Yeah.
It hurts more. So.
Oh yeah.
It was probably just a jarring.
But she kind of landed with her wrist down too. So I was worried. Oh, that's how you break a wrist right there when you like land. As Jack and I both know, working in ice rinks. A lot of ways to hurt yourself, and falling down from that height is no joke. So kudos for her. It was very sweet of Adam to kind of like rock her, help her rock back too.
Agreed.
Man, can we just talk about Jeremy's death stare of Nick?
Like, oh, I was my like, God, I know. Yeah. And Nick's like Joker, like maniacal.
You will fall
look.
Down.
I am going to kill you. Drop.
Again, the.
Because Nick started moving after that.
I think it's safe to say after this season, this episode, that Nick is probably not going to win this game. He's probably going to get himself voted out by going on some kind of dumb revenge spree next week because there's no better way to call attention to yourself. But him being the creeper around camp thing was amazing. And then how it pays off when Jeremy and Ben are talking and Nick kind of walks up and he's like, "What do you want?"
it was so funny.
Oh, no.
Now, do you think that was just editing or is it Nick just really coming up because no one was talking to him?
I think the edit probably just follows the flow of it, and if Nick like that was all like within post that challenge, so and even like later on after that, he still kind of butted into another conversation. I think it was Jeremy and I can't remember whom else, but
that's right.
I do like Tyson, how Adam maybe? Asked Ben. So I don't know. I just got back, and then Adam's like, "Come on, Adam." Those two just do not like each other.
Definitely don't.
So given Ben and Tony kind of being with Jeremy that they need bigger shields, why do you think they went with the Wendell vote?
Because Sophie, I think it's exactly why Sophie had more power in the game and Wendell was seen as, it was the two schools of looking at it. Wendell cuts, the benefits to voting out Wendell is you cut off, you know, Jeremy's big alliance.
I think they're afraid of Jeremy.
And while Wendell, you know, Wendell does play a decent game, we didn't really see a whole lot of that this middle part of, you know, so far, but whatever. Like, I think that they saw Wendell as a bigger threat and they saw Wendell and Jeremy pairing off as a huge threat. And when you look at it that way, like cut off like the head of the snake in that regard or whatever. But then, like, the other way of looking at it is taking out the smaller people that could be, you know, that could come at you like silent snipers or whatever, like, and be numbers for other people. So I think that just the two theories of schools of thoughts kind of came to a head and more people felt comfortable because the smaller people that are numbers to everybody else, they felt more comfortable voting for Wendell.
I do think, you know, and go ahead, Jack.
It also shows you that Tony, whatever he says, you can't believe him.
What do you mean?
But he said, oh, we got to vote this. And then he goes another way. So he's, Tony, that's his game, is you can't trust him, but
well,
he's
so
still
did Ben.
There.
Ben, because if there were only four votes and it was Wendell, Nick, Michelle, and Jeremy that voted for Adam, then that means Ben flipped too.
Yeah, but yeah. Ben's a flipper.
He's a flip-flopper. I do, and one, I want to acknowledge that, you know, it's three white people doing this podcast, but I do feel like there has to be a discussion of the race thing too,
yes.
Because it's like you just, and again, there was a connection there, and obviously Jeremy wanted to play with Wendell, but like, would you have those same conversations if Wendell wasn't also a black man that Jeremy was having conversations with? And I feel like that also, even if it was unconscious bias, had to play a part in it as well.
And I was talking about this, Shandy,
not that I'm going to call anybody a racist, but I just feel like
Shandy brought this up last week that she, other than Yule is like one of her favorite winners because Cook Islands is her favorite season, and other than just the sadness about losing Yule last week, she mentioned, she goes like, and yikes at the optics of like the two white people deciding like which person of color to vote out, and that would be, it was Nick and who was it? It was Nick and
Michelle.
Adam.
Nick
it was
and,
Nick and Adam, and they were trying.
No, it wasn't Adam. I think it was Michelle and Nick.
Weren't there five people in that tribe last week?
No, Adam was over there.
Four.
Yeah, just four.
Okay, so then the them two deciding, having the power to decide which person of color to vote out.
Yeah.
Which also, I was like, yeah, that's a really good point.
Well, you could put it that way, but you could also put, okay, I can't beat him. So.
Well, that's,
I mean,
the.
I can't beat you, so. You're looking from a game standpoint.
No, I get, I mean, the game.
That's the way I look at it. I was like, okay, I can't beat him.
Right. And what Jay is pointing out is even if it's like, it's not like, or we, I won't put words in your mouth, Jay. But
they were talking about Nick earlier.
But then why is it not Tony? You know, like if Jeremy's having a conversation with Tony, why is it not, oh, Tony and Jeremy have, like, we got to break that
maybe
up.
They think they can, I don't think they think they can beat Jeremy. We all have to admit,
that's what I'm saying. If they think we gotta hurt Jeremy, we're gonna take out the black guy.
Yeah, why not say take out?
Why not
Tony?
Take out Tony or the other people? Jeremy's clearly having conversations with.
But they know that Tony went the other. Tony voted for
Yes, Tony voted for that, but he was originally not on board with Wendell.
Was Tony just, again, Tony says a lot of stuff. Was he just telling Jeremy what he wanted to hear?
No, I don't think he was.
Maybe. I mean, who knows? We don't know. And I don't want
to,
I'm not painting
It's just something
anybody
to be aware
any,
of.
Any
like,
color.
You don't have to, nobody has to be feel defensive that you, if you thought that Wendell was the right person to take out. It's not about making somebody feel defensive about it. It's just bringing awareness to a different way
no,
to look I at the situation.
No, I would have taken Tyson out. That's me.
But so that's where I think it's, you know, just as much as we, there is, and again, it's a social game, and I think it does kind of show biases that are inherent in society where, you know, a lot of times, why is it always the women, or why is it always the POC, the person of color? And
why is the bald guy always the villain in every episode of any TV show?
Because they deserve it.
Just throwing it out there.
Jay's
always
trying,
the villain.
I know. Jay's just trying to talk about something serious.
So I am
talking about something serious.
But yeah, I think so. That I just think it has to be. It has to be at least said. And, you know, not to say that I think anyone had any malice in that decision or anything, but I do think you have to look at and acknowledge maybe some unconscious bias that could lead to those decisions
I'll
that get made.
You could be right, but I'll say if that's your logic to win $2 million, you're voting because those two black guys.
No, I'm saying
if that's what happened.
That's
stupid because I'm out there to play.
But we're not saying that that's.
I'm not saying you're saying that. I'm saying if that's what, because you guys are saying that could be underlying law. I'm saying if that's what they were thinking, it's stupid because you need to. At this point, I'm like, who can I beat? Who can I beat? That's how my vote's going to go.
No, so. I agree completely, but I think it's more of just unconscious bias, which is.
That's what
you're
I'm saying.
Inherently thinking it. You're just like, oh, they're close. I'm going to break that up.
Yeah. I'm saying if that's what your logic was, just because there's racism in the world. I just think it's stupid.
No, I agree.
I'm voting for, like I said, my first, I go, yeah, Tyson, if I went to the final three with Tyson, that would be tough.
I think there were a lot of scores.
I can't vote out Jeremy, which would be because he won the Idol, Unity Idol. I got to vote out Tyson.
And again, Wendell was not playing a perfect game by any stretch of the imagination.
No, clearly, I don't think he would have won because he ticked so many people off.
But clearly the person he was probably pissing off the most was
voted
still on his
tonight.
Side and voted with him.
And he gave her a token at the end.
And gave her a token. Yep. So clearly... It's like any probably like ex. You have an ex and you can have a decent relationship with them, but there's probably still some animosity there. But it's clear they still had respect.
But remember,
and care
last
for
week
each other.
I said maybe they were playing that up and they were actually playing together.
Maybe. But at the end of the day, Nick, Wendell, and well, then if it was only three, then did Jeremy turn on them?
No. Jeremy voted for Wendell. There was four, wasn't there?
Jeremy didn't vote for Wendell.
No, he didn't vote for Wendell.
No,
Do
Wendell.
Do you know what the vote was? That's why I don't like this whole new thing where they're not showing the votes at the end.
Didn't Adam only have four votes against him?
I thought he had three. He had the. It was because at one point it was 3-3, and then it was Wendell, and this. That's right.
Okay.
So there could have been another vote for Adam, but we don't see it. So
that's true.
Or Michelle could have been playing Nick.
Yeah, they could have been playing each other. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Jeremy's face, like, and especially after he spent the whole day talking about getting Adam instead or Nick instead or whoever, like, Jeremy's face, I interpreted that to mean that he did not expect the vote to go that way. But maybe he did, and maybe he was just pissed that he was, you know, essentially, like, you know, forced to vote against Wendell at the end. I'd be interested to find out. I'm sure that Nick is, because we saw he's going to go on his little revenge, like, man-baby spree. And
it's going
to
go well.
I'm sure when he asks everybody who they voted for, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Why would Nick be mad?
Because Nick was Wendell's number two, like, or Wendell was Nick's number two.
Yeah, like they were each other's number
one.
Well,
I get that, but he even said he would vote for Wendell.
Yeah, but I we'll have to see. We'll have to see how it shakes out next week for sure.
No, I'm saying I'm saying, but you don't. Why would you risk your game because somebody else got voted out? It's like, again, that's stupid play. You don't make a scene like that.
Well, I think Colleen was basing it more on like the trailer for next week. Because again, who
knows? I get it, but I'm just saying, why is that's not something I would get emotional
right,
over.
I don't think, I think that Nick genuinely was caught by surprise.
Yeah.
Good, but you come back and you go, all right, I got beat. Okay, just keep it.
Oh, I know, and that's why I think that's why I called him a big old crybaby going on a dumb vendetta.
Because you know what? Again, it looks like, you know, next week Nick's putting a target on his back when the target should be Tyson.
Exactly.
Or if Jeremy loses, doesn't get a Jeremy.
Right.
Who can't I beat? That's what it comes down to. Like I said, Sophie, I don't think anyone considers her a threat.
I know, and that's the dangerous thing.
She played one season. She was very under the radar in that season, and I don't think they're considering her a threat, and they should.
Yeah. I agree.
Honestly, I could see maybe Jeremy's play being, if he survives a couple of episodes, planting a bug in like Denise's ear and, you know, pointing out, you know, Sophie's doing pretty good here. Like you want Jeremy your queen narrative. You want your queen slayer narrative. Look at Sophie over there. Sophie's
maybe
taking he'd out have everyone.
He'd have a better shot if he didn't like was on the wrong side of that Denise vote. I think if he would have shown his allegiance to Denise in that vote, it would have been a better play. He didn't vote for her. He voted against her in that vote on the Queenslayer vote. She was the only one. She even said it in this episode.
Yeah.
They even said it in this episode.
But she didn't tell him the plan, though, did she?
No.
If she would have told him, I don't think you can hold it against him. If he's trying to, look, I'm trying to protect myself.
Yeah.
I got two votes going this way. Someone plays an idol. I just got to make sure it's not me.
But if you're talking about, like, I guess Survivor pros would tell you, like, the vote is when you truly test where your alliances lie. But I agree. It's not as bad looking for Jeremy on that one, but I think there's a chance.
No, but it's not a great look when you're seen running around like that, and then you're on the losing end of the numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
But Denise would have said, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, all right, I'll vote for Sandra too.
Final thoughts for this episode before we hear what our listeners thought about this episode.
It was intense. I thought I really liked the challenge to get back into the game.
Yeah. Have they done the tie sticks together to unhook a thing every time a player's had a chance to get back into the game?
Well,
I
was
believe so.
And last season, and I was trying to remember, I think it was Pearl Islands also had a thing where they had to get like a thing together to get a key off a hook to unlock them from a cage or something like that.
You can't say.
I did think it was smart. All the players on from Exile, End of Extinction, said how hard it was over there.
Yeah.
So when they get, if they do, so if you do go to, say your final three and you came back from Edge of, say Tyson, but I mean, at least they could say it was no picnic. It was rough.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's, I mean, it looks intense.
Yeah. So what do we think about this fire tokens thing? You think it's paying off so far with the, it being like island currency, and now we've kind of seen it.
Well, it's
play a little bit more.
It's blown back in Sandra's face.
Yeah,
it's kind of blown back in Wendell's face because a lot of his thing was about trying to get tokens.
Didn't work out so well for Rob.
I think,
like,
Rob's
Tony
still
went to inflation in the island. Tony, now things cost more for poor Tony.
Oh,
so I do. To me, I think it's if anybody that's overplaying it so far, but hopefully the people that are holding on to him are gonna be able to play it out in the end. And we'll have to see.
Well, there's a learning curve too. I mean, it just you have to know.
Right.
Well, it took until Russell and how many to like make immunity idols a thing, and how many seasons of immunity idols was it until Russell broke?
No. Yeah, Russell broke it.
Broke the system to like find the idols, like, right. But it broke it, but actually showed how you could use hidden immunity idols as this game changer. And so, I don't know, because it was it China was the first season where they had the immunity idol, right?
I think so.
So how many seasons was it from there to when Russell did it where he actually showed how you play this? And since then, that's how you've been playing Immunity Idols. But like, so this is the first time we've had tokens. It might take a few seasons for someone to figure out. Not everybody's Richard Hatch, where you basically lay the groundwork and the template to how to play the game the first time the game's ever been played in the United States. So I think, again, it's where it's a shame Richard Hatch is not in this season.
Man, I would have loved to watch Hatch try to figure out the, the fire token groundwork.
Right? Because, again, I love... And his commentary was on Rob Has a Podcast, or even I think his own show now. Like, he knows the game and he can speak about it well. And I would love to have a mind like that, trying to figure out how to properly play the fire tokens. But again, so like Hatch sets a template for alliances and making it further game and actually playing the social game. Russell Hantz shows how you use hidden immunity idols to, you know, bring your game further along in the game. And then you have these fire tokens where we haven't seen it yet, but nobody has really shown how you use fire tokens to actually have a chance at winning the game. And
it could be Rob.
It could be, because he's sitting on, you know, a good pile of tokens. So we just have to wait and see. He had a game plan if he came back in it today to then cash in his tokens and get a hidden immunity idol.
So China was season 15, I think, and Samoa was season 19.
So four seasons, 2 years, to show how to use the hidden immunity idol.
Well, to break the system. I think people knew, like, I think that they were waiting.
James was the one that perfected how to use the idol. Am I wrong?
Because, like, before then it was like, oh, you have to have clues and then you find it. Like, Russell's like, no, I'm just going to go try and find the idol. Screw the clues.
Right.
I remember when he did that, I go, how's that going to happen?
Yeah.
And he found it under a bridge or something, right? Some kind of.
He found a few.
Found it under first one he found under something.
So I think it'd be interesting to see if someone figures out how to use it this season. And yeah, if I had to put my money on anyone, I could put it on Rob. I thought Tyson could be the one, but then he exchanged it for peanut butter.
I think I would argue that Tyson used his tokens in the totally correct way for Tyson, because he got peanut butter and he still got back in the game.
It's true.
He's back in the game. That's true. Of course, he has no money to buy tokens. I mean, tokens to buy
immunity idol or whatever.
Immunity idol. But he, again, I guess he's not a threat, so we don't vote for Tyson.
I think that there were scores to settle and there were, you know, footings to be had. And I think that, you know, Tyson was off people's radar.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
He laid low.
I think even Sophie said it in Tribal. He had the least amount of baggage because he was out of the game.
It's kind of
like... I get it, but it's, again, you got to start thinking, who can I beat?
But how everyone was playing, since they're all winners, are like, I don't want to make the decision. So it was all...
I get it, but it's like...
Well, think about it like this way, right? In Survivor of the Philippines... What was the Matt Singh tribe went like almost like the entire, like, you know, there was Denise and Malcolm's tribe, right? And then by the time that they got up to the merge, that Tandang tribe, the one that RC was on, and who else was on? Abby Maria, like, they had never been to tribal council at all before the merge, and they had some baggage and they had some scores to settle. And, you know, they should have continued on with like targeting Denise and Malcolm to just kind of eliminate those outside threats that they didn't see as threats because they didn't have anybody but each other. And instead there was infighting, and it kind of led to a whole bunch of,
well, that's why people don't win the game.
Well, exactly. And I'm thinking that that's probably the reasoning with Tyson, is there were bigger fish to fry in the moment than Tyson.
I guess. I'll laugh when Tyson wins.
It's true.
I can't imagine
all right.
them.
That is what we thought about this episode. Now it's time to get into what you all thought about this episode with listener feedback.
Come on, everybody.
Here we go. All right. It's listener feedback time. Time to hear what you all thought about this episode. Colleen, take it away.
All right. So the first email is from Betsy. I think that's a new emailer. And it's Survivor and COVID-19 and live finale ?
Ooh.
Hi, Colleen, Jay, and Jack. I'm first. I'm never first. Yay. A thought occurred to me this week.
I already hate this email.
A thought occurred to me this week. What will happen to the traditional live reading of the votes, announcing the winner, and reunion talk? I imagine it will be canceled, so how do you think they will announce the winner?
God, that's a good question.
I love listening to your show. Take care. Stay healthy.
You can have the maybe the final three there.
And six feet apart?
No audience.
Definitely no audience.
Obviously sitting apart. And just do it that way. And then you can have the other people Skyping in.
Or maybe you have even you have the final three Skype in.
Well, you gotta, I think you have to have.
Well, they can't fly. They can't fly to LA.
That's true. I guess it's going to have to be a Skype because there's no way there. It's no way.
Yeah.
There's no chance. There's no chance in 6 weeks they're going to have a live reunion show.
Yeah.
There's just no. Unfortunately, there's no way.
Yeah. There's just no way.
I'm looking and I don't see. There's no news on it yet. Everything just really talks about the how the season 39 reunion show was pre-taped, and we're not going to go down that road again.
No.
But yeah.
No.
I think it'll be Skyped, but I think it's a great question to ask because.
Can you imagine doing the winner over Zoom?
Because I think that's what it's going to be because, like, you look, I just read a story today a few weeks ago. I was like, beginning of March, this choir group met up for practice.
Yes.
And a whole bunch of them got it.
So 60, it was 60 people, 45 of them got sick, and three of them died.
Three of them died. And it's just like, you just can't risk it, you know?
Right. So I don't know if maybe they can. Private.
There's no way CBS is going to put themselves in a position to be.
Maybe if they did it with a skeleton crew and a private jet flew just the three finalists out.
No, I don't think so. I think it's going to be remote, the whole thing. But we'll see.
I'm sure they're trying to figure it out right now.
Probably.
Oh, by the way,
great email for your first email.
Yes, thank you. And you guys are all lucky that we're on a time crunch here.
So, Colleen, why don't you
because
get to that next
I really wanted to read about this article that Survivor contestants shared their funniest stories of pooping on the show, but I will save that for another day.
All right. That'd be a great one with you and Zach. All right. Next email.
All right. This is from Mandy.
Mandy. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. Tyson.
All on you, Colleen.
Tyson. That was nerve-wracking. Nick sliding into those conversations. New season. Who dissed?
It's okay. Nick's already in my DMs.
I don't know if I want him there, though.
Nope.
Enjoy retirement, Jay.
Thank you.
And our last email is from Victoria.
Victoria!
Man, they took out my guy. I was so disappointed in Wendell this season. I liked him better single, LOL. This episode was just okay for me. I did love all the challenges, and seeing Rob and Tyson battle it out till the end was amazing to watch. The one thing I was annoyed by was seeing them keep Adam in the game. I'm ready for him to go at this point.
Yeah.
I don't mind Adam. I'm good with losing Adam before we lose like Kim. Or Tony.
Adam's frustrated because he can't play the game he's used to playing that he played the first time.
Where but
he,
even then, his
he,
first
he was the ring he was the ringmaster. He controlled it.
But even then, he didn't play
and
a
Hannah.
Great.
He had Hannah,
but he didn't play a great game. It was more of like the
but he was
cards
able,
were
but
right.
he was able, but he was able to get he had influence. He has no influence in this game. It's just he like you're Adam. We're going to vote you out when we have a chance, and you can't win. So just be quiet. And I think he's frustrated by it.
And I can see that. It is frustrating.
Indeed. All right. It is now time to tally the votes. Let's see. Preseason picks. It's our first merge boot. So let's see. Wendell, Colleen, and Jack said merge. I said pre-merge. What the hell?
Really? You really wanted to retire.
Jesus. Apparently. We all said BIGS, which I can't remember what the acronym was for, but
Big Island Returnee or something.
I don't know.
Back in game.
Back in game. There we go. Both
I know Big Island Returnee does not equal big.
Both Colleen and Jack said Natalie, and I said B Rob. Nothing. Oh man, I picked Ben. I thought I picked Wendell. Damn it!
To go home.
To go home.
You changed it.
I did. Oh, I really felt Wendell too. All right. Colleen said Adam. No points.
Oh, Jack so
said
close.
Tony. No points. And I said Ben.
I'm done no picking points. Tony.
Somehow, Ben's still in this game.
I feel
Sorry,
like when
Ben.
Tony goes home, it's going to be telegraphed. Like
you've been garbage, Ben. But somehow you're still in it.
All right. I really enjoy watching Ben this season. Like I think that he's a
Ben
really
has
good
chills
character.
And he's a big threat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
his character. He's a fun character.
You like Ben so much because that's how probably you would play the game. Ha, I don't know. What are you on?
Me?
You're like, I'm just sitting
no,
here being bald.
Colleen.
I'm the bad guy. Oh, all right. You're talking about me.
I'd flat out lie to him.
Oh, I'd be more like, Adam, what are you talking about? I would be terrified and crying.
I'd say, Adam, your name has come up.
You would be Adam. I'm so scared. I'm scared.
Oh, yeah, I would have been out of that challenge so quick. But at least when I peed my pants up there, we wouldn't have been able to tell from the rain. The rain.
Oh, my God.
warm me up.
Is this week eight? Week
yes,
seven?
This
week
is eight.
All right, so my Wendell winner's pick is out.
He can come back in.
I'm going to say Sophie is my... That's a safe pick. That's a good ass pick. Watch her get kicked out next week. This is insane. All three of us are out our original winner's pick. And two of no, Colleen, you still have Denise in the game.
I still have Denise. I don't know for how much longer.
But both Colleen and Jack get tally points this week.
Yay.
So that keeps Jack in the lead with 7 tally points. Colleen's in second place with 6 tally points, and I'm in last place with 5.
You are echoing so loudly in my
head. I know, because when I pull up the notes, it kind of delayed our sound, Colleen, but the sound on the recording's fine.
Okay, great.
I don't hear any echo.
All right, that'll do it for this episode.
Wait, we haven't picked yet.
You're right. Damn it, I was trying to...
I still have 6 minutes.
All right, here we go.
I'm gonna take your time.
Week 9. Who's going home?
I think we start with you this week, Jay.
No, it is Jack is up first.
I'll take... Gotta be Adam.
Yeah, if it's not, they're dumb. Well, I guess he's so, like, jittery. Like, is he a threat, really, at this point?
He's not a threat. He's a number for Sophie. I can't see them getting rid of him.
I'm saying Jeremy. Colleen, what do you got?
You're probably right with the Jeremy thing, but for the sake of adventure, I'll go with Nick.
All right, there you go. And that will do it for this episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Also, send an email to SurvivorJJC at...
Gmail.
At Survivor.
If you want Colleen to overread an email. And join our Facebook group at Facebook.
If you want your email to be rudely interrupted every sentence.
.com/...
Didn't happen this week, so can't complain.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Never lost. If you use Amazon, jayandjack.com/Amazon. And I want to especially thank Tack for Tokyo, Eckhart Ricker, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Ed the Creepy Mailman, Drake the Destroyer, and Greg the Gray. Thank you to all of our patrons. You can find a full list over at jayandjack.com. That'll do it for this episode. We'll see you all next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.